The nation's airports are gearing up for a busy week. Millions of people are flying to see friends and families for the holiday, but NPR's Scott Horsley reports that most airlines have little to be thankful for.
2004 is setting records for air travel, and this Thanksgiving week is likely to set a record for 2004. The Air Transport Association estimates more than 16 million people will take to the skies for the Thanksgiving holiday. Chief Economist John Heimlich says a variety of factors are pushing more people onto planes.
Low fares, lots of service choices, and I would say a confidence in the system.
But even though passenger traffic has returned to its pre-9/11 levels this year, airlines' finances have not. High-flying crude oil prices help dash the industry's hopes for financial stability. U.S. carriers collectively are expected to lose between $7 and $8 billion this year. More than half of that loss can be blamed on higher fuel costs. Airlines in general have parked their least fuel-efficient jets. Heimlich says even during this period of peak holiday demand, carriers will be reluctant to put those gas-guzzling planes back into service.
Whereas we might have considered some marginal flights with the less fuel-efficient equipment, now we were going to pay so much for that it's better to keep the plane on the ground.
Most planes that are flying this week will be nearly full, and so will the lines for airport security. Throughout the country, airport officials like Diana Lucero of the San Diego Airport Authority are offering passengers some advice.
Planning ahead is always a very good idea. If you're going to leave on a domestic flight, be here at the airport 2 hours in advance of your departure time. If you're traveling internationally, then allow 3 hours.
Airlines are also reminding passengers to double-check flight schedules from home, bring proper identification, and limit carry-ons to one bag and one personal item. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.